Looking forward to the next exhibit that starts March 25th and goes through the middle of May at the Ringel Gallery at the Stewart Center. Joining me is the Visitor Services and Program Coordinator, Erica Kwom. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is really fun. You know, there's so much stuff going on with Purdue's 150th anniversary. And of course, the school is known for all the aeronautics and space, the history. And so this is really fun. The exhibit's called Return to Entry. How did this come about?
Right. So this is a celebration, as you said, of Purdue's sesquicentennial and also the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing. So we teamed up with Archives and Special Collections, specifically big shout out to Tracy Grimm, who is the Baron Hilton archivist for flight and space exploration. She helped us immensely with this exhibition. We invited in three artists to study the papers in the Baron Hilton Flight Archives, as well as Neil Armstrong's papers, to find inspiration and make art based on what they found in those collections.
There's so much here, you know, I know in the archives, and they've been doing all sorts of great things. So what's the, this is a small space, and I obviously they knew where it was going to be. What sort of mediums did they work in here, and what do we expect to see coming up March 25th?
Sure. So we actually have three very different artists, which is quite exciting. The first is Jen Schurer, who's actually a visiting associate professor here, visiting assistant professor here at Purdue. She teaches printmaking, so her work is mainly going to be in the printmaking medium. We also invited Frances Gallardo, who's a professional artist from New York, and she does a lot of work in mixed media. So that could be anything from sculptures to prints to 2D work, drawings, etc. So I'm really excited to see her work. I haven't heard exactly what she's going to be doing yet, but I think it has something to do with glass etching. And the third is Michael Oatman. He is actually at the School of Architecture in Rensselaer, New York, and he is going to be doing an installation piece that actually focuses on a lot of things that he found in Neil Armstrong's study, and also, you know, based on that, what he extrapolated from that. So three very different artists, one working in installation art, one working in printmaking, and one working in both 2D and 3D mixed media. So we're excited to have all of them in.
That's exciting. It starts March 25th and goes through the end of the semester, through May 11th at the Ringel Gallery and Stewart Center. My guest is Erica Kwom, and I know that you're looking forward. There's a nice reception and talk coming up on April 4th. Tell us a little bit about what folks will hear on the 4th of April.
Yes, so our panel talk and reception is slated for 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 4th, and I'm excited to get to make this announcement here. We're going to have spacesuit designer Amy Ross visit for our panel talk. So we're going to have her and the three artists on a panel that is going to be hosted by graduate student Jana Arndt, who's one of our Masters of Fine Arts candidates, and they're going to be discussing the question, what if artists helped us get to space? And we'll be looking at the past, present, and future to see how artists have influenced our space exploration and how they might in the future.
Now, Amy Ross, that name sounds familiar. Besides NASA, how might I know her name?
Yes. So not only is she a Purdue graduate, both her bachelor's and her master's, her dad, you may have heard of astronaut Jerry Ross. So super exciting space family.
Oh, man. So this is on April 4th. It starts at 5:30, and the talk is at Fowler Hall, just down the way, and then the reception afterwards at the Ringel Gallery.
Yes. So 5:30 p.m., Fowler Hall. Come see this really interesting panel. We'll be discussing sci-fi and art and design and functionality and all these really interesting future space things.
So I imagine this will appeal to our community who love art and new art and something that's brand new for this return to entry. But I imagine if you're a engineering student or an aerospace student, this might have some pretty cool ramifications as well, not only the art, but, you know, part of this all talking about the what ifs and the design behind spacesuits.
Yes. So I think this will have a broad appeal. No matter what background you're coming from, there should be something for everyone. But it also will get people to think creatively about engineering and design. And we hope that we'll be able to bring those things together in this panel talk. And really, the artists are creating art for this exhibition that has never been seen before. It is created specifically for our Return to Entry exhibition. So brand new art in the gallery as well.
Some giant leaps at Ringel Gallery with Return to Entry. It opens March 25th and it goes through May 11th. My guest is Erica Kvam, and I guess I'd end, Erica, asking when are the hours? When can folks get to the gallery? And obviously, again, the reception and talk is April 4th at 5:30. But when in general can folks get by Ringel and see the exhibit?
Absolutely. Ringel Gallery and Stewart Center is open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So even if you work across town and can't get in before 5 p.m. closer, we are open until 7.
All right, great. Well, we're looking forward to it, and we know this is some pretty exciting stuff, a collaboration with a visiting professor here and then some outside artists, a wonderful guest who has family connections and a Purdue alum. Pretty exciting stuff. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.